Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you.
Terrifying.
Girl all over the globe wanna fuck you.
Yo, so they arrested like 70 NYCHA employees, right, for fraud and scam and all this other stuff a few days ago.
Yeah, man.
To whoever the federal agents are that arrested those people, can y'all also arrest the people that at the building where we work? Yo, crazy. Is there something y'all could do? Because these elevators is out of control. Whoever running scams, they come to find out we got a plug with like an elevator, some elevator people that reached out to the building where we work, and they was like, nah, we good with our elevator services. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a liar.
Yo, the whole staff
is... you are good with it, and that's scary. You should not be good with people getting stuck every day.
Yeah. There's been three people so far, myself included, since I first got stuck. And now the whole staff is nervous.
LLJ Cool J. Now, you know, there's other people in the building, so I wonder how they dealing with it. Right?
Right.
I haven't started a revolution in a long time. The elevator revolution?
It might need to happen.
Yo, someone pull up that Arrested Development.
Revolution!
You barred.
Revolution! We need change, man. And that's how change starts, you know, because people don't activate until they're personally affected.
Right.
That's right.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you got white people in America upset about how things are going in America. Black people been upset for, I don't know, 100 years? Maybe 150?
More than that.
Now white people mad, so... maybe something gonna actually gonna change. I don't know. We'll see. If enough people stand up and fight the power. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Laura, what's going on in the world? Anything good?
I mean,
anything
bad? Club Shay Shay is back.
Oh, the Monique interview.
Yeah, so I'll play you some clips. A lot of people throwing each other under the bus.
Oh, man.
Yo, this is going really crazy.
Yeah, man.
Comedians is out here getting it.
Yo, there were shots at Oprah, Tyler Perry, Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, D.L. Hughley.
Now, you know, but...
he's shooting back. Oh, my God.
But, you know, just for clarity, Monique been on this type of time.
Yes.
Monique had been going at Oprah and Tyler Perry. Remember, that was the whole thing with the Netflix special. We had her on here back then. You know, because if I recall, remember when she was like, you know, they offered me some cheap money and I ain't like this, I ain't like that.
Yeah.
And people didn't rock stand with her.
Yeah.
And she remembers.
people didn't stand with her.
But it is another one of those situations that's weird where, like, you know, the interviewer's pretty far removed from the world. So, like, she just goes and goes. I mean, listen, Shannon's not supposed to get in the way either. But, like, what is true that she said? Like, it's a monster platform. And DL's responses are like, she's just lying through her teeth.
Well, we already, the DL Monique thing is separate from the whole, like, Netflix. The DL Monique thing. That's a different thing. That's about a contract. Remember, they was on tour together. And she was like, remember she was saying the money wasn't right or...
I heard it yesterday. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
No, this was a thing. And he had to pull out the contract. This is like from last, maybe a couple of years ago. And he was like, lady, listen, bro, that's not what happened. Here's the contract. You signed the contract, I believe, and wasn't with it after it started. That's on you. Nobody did you foul, bro. But that's separate from the Netflix, her being like, Netflix is acting funny with me. So I don't think her, you know, Netflix or DL calling her a liar necessarily is, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the Cat Williams thing, where there were some truths and then there were some untruths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so then when there's some untruths, people try to negate the whole conversation.
Well, that's the thing. It depends how far the untruths go.
Right.
If they go far enough, it's very hard to accept any of it, honestly.
Did you see the Kevin Hart story she told?
No.
The Kevin Hart story, the level of detail in the Kevin Hart story that she shared, and we'll, you know, I don't know, we'll grab some of the audio, we'll get into it throughout the morning since it's the big convo. She was basically like, Kevin Hart loaned her money, helped her with her family, she paid him back. Then he was like, listen, whatever you want to do, I'm going to help you. And then when she went to, like, work with him, his manager called her and was like, DL or Kevin Hart don't want nothing to do with you. She called Kevin Hart like, yo, is this real? He was like, nah, it's a misunderstanding. Nah. And then she was like, that was the last time I talked to Kevin Hart. I haven't talked to him in years.
I mean, that's interesting, but we also don't know what it is. Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's just her version of the story of like, right. bro was there for me, helped me out. I thought we was good. And then I never heard from him again.
So we'll cover it. We'll cover it because it's a lot. But yeah, that's what
a lot going.
That's what was hot.
That was the hot. That's the hot cup of the hot cup of tea.
The hot cup of tea.
All right, now on the line, let's see. We got Rajan and Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Melissa having some problems. Oh, there she is. Hey, Melissa, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling great. How you feeling this morning?
All right, not too bad.
Not too bad. But yeah, some bad?
A little bit.
Oh, you want to share or nah, you don't want to get into it?
I just stubbed my toe, that's it.
Listen, right. That right there, bruh.
It'll send you.
That'll affect you for a few weeks. Hope you didn't break. Possibly. It's not broken?
No.
Stubbing your toe's the worst. Rajan, what's happening?
How's everybody doing?
We blessed, man. How you?
I'm pretty good.
Where you at right now? What you doing?
I just got off work. I'm on a Jackie Robb, stuck in traffic.
That Jackie Robb never fails. Never fails. Shout out to everybody on the Jackie Robb.
Yeah, yeah.
Melissa, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name?
I'll take Laura, please.
Okay, now.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shani with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never Leave.
Here
we go. Which actor was injured?
Ebro.
An actor that was injured? Anthony Anderson.
That's right, on the set of a new movie. Katniss Everdeen.
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Katniss Everdeen. Man, that is what is that?
One.
Laura.
The Hunger Games.
Damn, I forgot.
Tie game. Which world leader was just diagnosed? Ebro.
World leader was just diagnosed.
Three. Two.
King Charles.
King Charles with cancer. That's facts. Okay. Which country has the most Michelin stars? Ebro.
Most Michelin star, let's go with France.
France is correct. Who is the latest spokesman?
Laura. Spokesman, I'm going to go Usher for Skims.
Skims is correct. Which holiday has animal?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro. Three, two, one.
Valentine's Day.
And that is incorrect. Time's up. You can tie the game with this, Laura. Which holiday has an animal predicting weather? Winter. Oh,
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day is correct. Time.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Need a good one.
Okay.
For the putt on 18.
Okay. Which continent has the largest population?
Ebro.
Sorry.
I love you badly. Ebro.
The largest population, which
three.
Continent? It would have to be.
Two.
Asia.
Asia is correct.
Yeah.
Ebro wins!
You can't have two countries with over a billion people and not have to be.
Yeah, they got that. China,
they got that.
They got that.
China and India, y'all. What? Yo, Melissa, man. It's like you stubbed your toe twice.
Damn, I'm sorry.
You stubbed your toe, then you bumped your head. We love you, Melissa. Have a great day. But rush on. We did it, fam. Yeah. What did he win, Laura Stout?
He got tickets to see Kevin Gates at the Ceremony Tour Live at Irving Plaza April 4th.
There it is. Go up in there, have a great time with Kevin Gates. Stay away from the stage. Things tend to happen when you're close to that Kevin Gates stage. Chill in the back and watch the show. Rashawn, hang on.
Really appreciate it.
Of course, man. We'll get your info. And on the way, next, Flashing Lights, Laura Stav.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Monique is on Club Shay Shay and comes after Tiffany Haddish, Oprah, Tyler Perry. It's a lot.
We'll get into it.
97 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
JID, Dreamville Zone.
Like the way it tastes and he ain't ate it in a minute. They call me young baby, but I still got hella
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
Are you ready for the Flashing Lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
So the big talk yesterday was Monique. She sat down for a new episode of Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast and took a shot at a lot of big stars in the industry, airing out Oprah, Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish. And here's a little piece of her actually going, you know, mentioning Tiffany Haddish.
I remember our beautiful sister Tiffany Haddish did an interview with GQ magazine, and this, in my humble opinion, is where we keep throwing each other under the bus. And I'm assuming the journalist was a white person. And the conversation turned to Monique, and she said, well, I don't do business like Monique do business, and I'm glad I don't have that husband of hers.
But she don't know your husband.
And when I saw that, it's like, Tiffany, if you had a husband like mine, you may not have two DUIs. If you had a husband like mine, you may not be caught up in what looks like you could have been grooming a child. And I say all of that with no judgment. But when you speak about you open up the door, and I'm saying to you, if you had one like mine, you may not sit in these positions that you can't explain the next day.
Right.
It was a hard to go. So once again,
well, she doesn't even have a husband, let alone like yours.
Well damn it,
man. Shannon, you instigated.
Shannon, what are you doing?
That required a sip.
That Shay Shay, see, why'd he do it? Why'd he step into it? You gotta just let these people go, bro. If you're gonna do this, you don't wanna do that.
Yo, Monique had something for everybody yesterday. We'll play DL's retort, you know, because they've been. So there's multiple things. There's, you know, Monique right there is talking about some interview Tiffany Haddish did. Then there's the whole Taraji P. Henson crying and Monique commenting on that and then talking about, you know, a conversation she had with Taraji and just going through what Monique has gone through as a black woman in entertainment and a comedian. And remember the whole Netflix and boy standing with her to boycott Netflix because they didn't want to
pay her.
They didn't want to pay her what she thought she was worth and all of this. Right. So there's that piece of the Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp interview. And then the DL thing is a whole contractual, they was going on tour thing, which is a whole separate thing. So it's
and she was going on Oprah too. Huge.
Yeah, she loved getting out.
Oof. So we'll cover more later on the show. But for right now, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:03. A high of 50 degrees today, guys. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yeah, buddy.
50,
yeah, buddy.
High 50.
Congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die Curve. DJ John was surprised. It's you and the family in the car trying to get through this traffic this morning. It's all happening, but we together and the sun is shining. See, bro, in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, now we're on. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, you know everybody back here officially filing complaints at the elevator breaking down.
Keeps going.
Shawna, you sent one?
I definitely sent one to HR and the bosses.
HR!
Yeah, man.
And the bosses.
Heads up. Just a heads up. Look, this is what happened. That's all.
Revolution!
Yeah, the same.
Yo. Revolution!
Ebro's rubbed off on Shawnee well, man. That's called taking the steps you need to take.
There you go, baby.
I mean, if the wrong thing happens, get that chicken check.
I documented
this,
it.
It's documented. Because if it happens again... Look,
Shawnee, what if you get scared next time? What if you have some sort of breakdown?
I'm already scared every day.
And if they don't rectify this situation,
yeah, man, I'm just
with some sort of communication make you feel comfortable in your workplace.
That's right.
We about to hit them with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And then call the bull.
Top talk long.
Nah, we call the bull.
We're the bull, Shawnee.
This show's the bull, man.
Okay.
What's wrong with you, bro?
That dude is just so funny.
Bull game.
I hear you, but come on.
We don't know Top Dog Law like that.
That's right.
Word.
We're bull people over here.
Well, this is the bull. Michael Lambisov. If you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
You get the horns. Yeah, we get the horns on them. They keep playing.
I mean, real talk, would you rather have a bull or a dog?
Yeah, the bull's is real. It's much more real.
But shout to Top Dog Law. We love you too, by the way. Yeah. It's love. It's love in these streets.
But I hear you. Them horns ain't no joke.
Horns ain't no joke. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday. You guys got plans, Rosenberg? You be doing something?
I am doing a very small thing at the Cribbo. By the way, you're welcome to join. I assume you guys are in sit-in-the-house mode, but maybe you're not.
We're struggling, man. We're struggling because we are in the holding pattern for the baby, and nobody wants to mess around and get COVID or RSV or the flu or something stupid. So it's like, you want to, which is why after Sunday, when I come back on here on Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to hit myself with this button if my baby hasn't arrived yet, if our baby hasn't arrived.
Oh, what, because you skipped the Super Bowl?
I skipped the Super Bowl.
Aww. Yeah, but you have to. It doesn't matter. You don't have an option. It's like, I know it's hard to do because it would be a great time.
No, I'll be honest. It was mad easy to do.
You have to. That's what I'm saying. The choice is easy.
Especially once Jazz was like, I'm scared.
Of course.
And I was like, yo, I ain't going. I ain't going.
No way.
I ain't going.
No way.
Because then I started thinking about, you know, not just COVID and getting sick out there and then having to rush. What about rushing back? Trying to get back?
You're not going to make it.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't make it.
No.
Well, what about, you know, just the traffic on the strip and, you know.
Right.
What if a big weather system comes through and then flights get delayed? And
Yeah.
Vegas is far, bro. If this was Miami and in the end the flight is 3 hours. You know, and worst case scenario, you can jump in a car and drive. But like Vegas, you're stuck. You have a problem. You're just stuck.
Yeah, and I'd be hearing this right here.
Congratulations.
There you go.
You played yourself.
For the rest of my child's life.
For the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Anytime someone comes up, remember the time you were at the...
Bro. Hit me with the button again.
Congratulations.
You made the right choice, Ebro.
Yeah, so I sat my happy ass down right here. Laura, what's on your list today? What you got?
Listen, I know. So Britney Spears, she posts this picture. She's like of Ben Affleck and Diane Warren. She was like, this is a really cool pic of me and Ben Affleck and Diane Warren years ago. Mm. He's such an amazing actor. Did I fail to mention I made out with Ben that night?
Honestly,
I forgot. Crazy. I wish I could tell you guys the story of what happened before that. Oh, dear. I'm just being a gossip girl.
No.
LLJ. See? Cool, J.
I actually forgot laughing. Why would you do that now? See? Why would you bring that up?
No. No.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Come on, man. That man is married, staying out of any kind of trouble. Leave him alone. Word. Why would you? Why?
He's supposed to be the bad guy.
I mean, it definitely falls under that. It's messy. So it's not. I mean, it's not what you want, and it's terrible, and it's whack. It ain't that big of a deal. Made out. I mean,
it's just the way it's framed, Ebro. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you know. She says, I honestly forgot. I wish I could tell you guys the story of what happened that night. She was just being messy, bro.
Well, that part, I wish I could tell you the story of what happened that night. Makes it sound like more went on.
But then,
that's what I'm saying.
It could get messy because we don't know the timeline. But you know who might know the timeline?
J-Lo.
Facts. Ooh. So what if that was back when their old relationship? Yo, this could
cause actual problems.
Right. This is nasty.
Yeah, timeline is a woman's specialty.
Exactly. They know. They know.
Timeline is a woman's specialty.
And that's why I bring it up.
You know who this is very good for?
Justin.
That's right. I'm about Justin Timberlake sitting back like, this person's not credible.
See?
You guys see what's happening? Yeah. This is a mess.
He's saying
this
person's a mess. I told y'all.
That's why Justin, if anyone could talk to Justin, needs to tell him, just stay down. Stand pat and stand down. What'd he say? Stand down and fall back. Whatever it is, just relax, bro.
Stand down, relax, because basically this is going to, you know, discredit her. And if you stay away from all of the messiness, it'll help you in the long run.
Rather than justifying it with some sort of long
interview. Did you say justify?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got on your list today?
Do you see what shirt I'm wearing today?
Let me see. Jake the Snake.
Classic. I was going to lie and say it's not a coincidence. It is. It's just what I pulled out the drawer. But I don't know if you guys saw Drake the Snake trending yesterday.
And we're still talking about your man Drizzy's jump.
Hey, well, no, don't try to. Don't
this
try
is
to,
an unhealthy obsession.
It is.
I don't like you trying to brush this under the rug. No, hear me out. I don't like you trying to brush this under the rug because, you know, I don't know if you realize this, but the PR for the Jewish people over the last several months has not been great. Just be honest with you guys.
Okay? What do you mean? Why?
I mean, you could thank Benjamin Netanyahu, but, you know, let's be honest.
Nah, bro, that's not representative of all Jewish people, bro.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely the public is smart enough to take the time and digest that. Psych. People are horrible. So it's not been a great time. We've had a lot of things happening that are not great. You know, Kanye went on his whole long anti-Semitic campaign. It hasn't been great. And what Drake has done here by just, you know, flogging the dolphin on camera is really changing stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? That's really, I want everyone to know that what you saw in that video, that's the real thing right there. That's the real McCoy.
Wait, hold on. We got to unpack
this. I don't want to believe it's true.
No, we got to unpack this. Hang on a second. Everybody pipe down. Hang on. I got to unpack this.
It's pretty easy.
So the complications with being Jewish are the fact that, yes, it's a religion. Yes, it's a culture. Yes, it's an ethnicity. But Drake's black.
It's an ethnicity.
Half black. So you're saying we can't get credit for what's happening there because it's definitely
I'm saying you get this button if you think that Jews is getting credit for Drake's slong.
See, Shawnee, this is why I had to have the conversation.
Because some Jews is white, and you can't take credit for that. There's some black Jews.
There's black Jews, for sure.
But what I'm saying is this is hateful rhetoric that you're bringing here, but you're making an assumption. You don't know. What I'm saying is we don't know. We can't get into the genes and know where it came from. This could have been all from his mom's side. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
Most likely.
We don't know. It's a 50-50 chance, Shawnee. We're taking a guess. And I choose to believe, as a Jewish gentleman, that that was the Jewish side. And I believe, honestly, photos from that video should be sent around in like a leaflet that people should see. This is what's going on.
The color and texture of the peen is depends on whether or not you can use the N-word. You know that, right? So if you're telling me his penile gland is associated with his Judaism,
then you gotta stop
saying the N-word.
All right, just hit the button.
Hit the button.
I tried.
Oh, he tried. God. Nah.
It was a good effort, I think, honestly.
Nah, bro.
You don't know. You really don't.
No, actually, I do. I have firsthand. I live it. I do know.
Yeah, but you're not. Not everybody's the same. Not every mixed race person has the same breakdown of everything DNA wise. You don't.
I have a Jewish mom and a black dad.
So you think it's definitely the same?
Listen, I know what's going on.
Hold on. So are you trying to say you're rocking with the you're saying you got that Draco?
Hey, listen, man. I ain't saying nothing, bro.
Now you're running with this narrative.
I'm just letting you know what goes on this side. Since we're talking about it.
So Ebro has stolen my gimmick.
Laura, help.
Don't have me get into it. Bring my lady in here. She'll tell y'all I'm brown skin.
She's you know not saying? Interested She'll in talking about any of this.
Yo, can we change the subject?
She don't like, you know what I'm saying? She gotta have something.
The Draco. He's trying to say he's like Drake. You know, I know. You know what? We should get her on. That should be the 8 o'clock break. I want her to watch the video and tell us if it's the exact same thing. We need
Rosenberg,
to know.
Rosenberg, why are you... Why?
This is the content people need.
This is what people want to know.
Too far.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Curve is next. DJ John pulling up. You know what I'm saying? It's wild out here. It's wild out here. And gang, if you let you fly.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
See, bro, Laura Rosenberg, we are here Friday morning. Yo, Shawnee, get that shower song, Tierra Whack, ready. You know what I'm saying? People gotta wash up.
I mean, that's facts.
It's the song where you know you get your. Make sure your cleanliness is next to godliness.
I mean, that's true.
Wash your bum. Yo, I was really excited about the weather this weekend. And now...
yep.
It's just looking like clouds. However, it'll be in the 50s. It'll be in the 50s today. It'll be in the 50s every day, all the way through Sunday.
I see, so I'm different than you. I would rather take that than the sun. I'll take the 50s clouds than... The high 20s and sun.
Well, no, it was supposed to be 50s and sun.
Oh, I never even knew that was on the table.
Yeah, that was just a couple of days ago. That's what it was forecasted, but, you know, these things change. But, no, it was supposed to be 50s and sun.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Ebro's on his weather like a granddad.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with Issa. I want to get outside, ride, I'm getting my leg back together, working on my knee. You know what I mean?
You stay up at night and watch the local news, just catch the weather?
That's the next step for you.
That's the next step, honestly. Because you can't, the app isn't enough. You need to get interactive. You need
I do.
You're
some right. comments.
Honestly, if you were about this life in the way you claim to be, like if you were living this life in real way,
you're right.
You would have your preferred weather person. You know, you need your person. Like, that's your go-to.
Sam Champion.
I knew you were going to say Sam Champion.
Lee Goldberg, he's out here.
No.
You got to find your one, you know what I mean?
The person who's standing in the rain with the raincoat like, we're outside right now.
No, he needs a standard issue local news person who comes on the same time every night. That's like Ebro's good night
before
bedtime.
It's only Janice Huff and Audrey Puente. That's it.
Who's Janice Huff and Audrey Puente?
Janice Huff, she's a legend out here. What are you talking about? She's been on TV. I think she's on WNBC.
Well, Ledger.
All right, so that's yours.
Janice Huff, man. And Audrey Puente, excuse me. She's been a meteorologist. I don't know what channel she's on, but I've seen her a bunch.
Yeah, Janice is on NBC.
Fox. Audrey's on Fox 5.
All right, there you go.
Shout to the teams. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I've seen them, but I, you know.
Time for you to level up.
I kind of do my own thing.
Yeah, but.
Because y'all know I do real weathering.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jim Jones, he went and ran and did the weatherman thing, but y'all know who the original.
Of looking at the app.
Of looking at the app and saying things that don't make sense and might maybe getting it right or wrong are. That's me.
Right. You look at that app, baby.
Exactly.
No question. No one can question you.
Exactly. Stacey Ann Gooden, yeah, that's one too. Don't sleep, Louie. Stakes 11. Stacey Ann. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John, what's happening, man?
Hey.
Wait, so now, John, talk to us. Did you file a formal complaint with the building or the company around getting stuck in the elevator?
Yes, HR and our program director.
Oh, okay, good.
I notified him what happened. I sent him a link to my live feed because what happened, you know.
Now, there was someone who got stuck in the elevator last night.
Yeah.
You know about that, John?
I did not know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. And then we got word that, you know, some of our friends of the show reached out to the building. And inquired if our building needed help with the elevators, and the building said, no, we're fine. We're good with that. We're good with the
Yeah, we love company. Our service.
We love their service. They love their service. Well, we don't.
Now, who said we'd love what service? Of this elevator?
The super of the building and where we work.
Wow. The building said they're coming.
Well, let me be clear. The guy that helped me yesterday was nice guy, helped me super, super, like, calm, great guy. But he left me on the 12th floor, though. Like, I'm like, what am I doing on the 12th floor? Like, I got to go back downstairs.
So what'd you have to do?
I went down the elevator.
Huh.
Yeah. I was scared. I took the elevator like a champ.
Well, now, has anybody actually walked the stairs in this building?
I have.
Yeah.
What shape are they in?
You've been to the projects in the Bronx. Bro,
can you try to picture a dungeon?
No. I'm dead serious.
Try to picture a dungeon staircase in the 1800s. It's kind of like what we're looking at.
Okay, you ever seen the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Something like that. Yeah.
Just no, so you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
They're slick.
Yeah. Are the steps unsafe in the stairwell?
I mean hold on to the banister.
I mean, you never know. Somebody might pop out in there. I don't know.
Oh, it looks like one of those.
It's one of those. No windows, no nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And it doesn't even have ventilation.
And here's a kicker. One way in, one way out. You can't get out on any other floor.
Right. Once you get in there, right,
you're done.
The door's locked behind you.
You got to get all the way down to the bottom. If something were to happen to you on your way downstairs, good luck.
I have a bone to pick.
That's right.
Uh-oh, he's picking bones.
Who decided years ago to pick this studio? I just want to say that because I want to give them the button.
I want to give them the button. Yeah. Whoever picked this.
Yeah.
This place.
Because the 12th floor looks fantastic. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's amazing. Really? Great view.
Nice.
Great space. Oh, my.
Word.
It is amazing. I mean, it's empty, but it's nice. It is super nice.
We got Ruben on the line right now. If Ruben can stump you with a question, DJ John, what is Ruben winning?
Oh, a something for her Valentine's Day tickets. The Ladies Night R&B Love Fest happening February 9th to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, The Lox, and many more. For all those who qualify, win grand prize for dinner for two, flowers, diamond earrings made out by Brooklyn Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds.
Vladdy's. Ruben, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, family. What's up?
Man, we here, man, getting you ready for Valentine's Day. Everybody make sure you go to one of them places, get you some flowers, get you a good idea. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make a dinner reservation. Do something before it gets too late.
Ruben. I figure out what I got to do. It's already getting late for me.
Yeah, hurry up, man. You got to put, and you got to put that. And I'm telling you, fellas, for the ladies, man, they love to prepare. So tell them today the time for the pickup, you know, or sometime soon when, where things is going so they can, you know, plan their wax appointment, their hair appointment, their nail appointment, all their things. All their things. Yeah. Ruben, what's your question for DJ John?
All right, so the Super Bowl's this weekend. What was the score of the last time they met up in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the 49ers?
The score of the last time the Chiefs and 49ers met in the Super Bowl.
4 years ago, right? 32-28?
Negative.
Damn.
What was it?
What was it?
31-20.
31-20.
Something 30-20, something like that.
It wasn't correct, John. You lose. Ruben Damn. Wins. You're getting the whole kit and caboodle, the whole package.
Let's go.
Ruben, you are laced, and thank you for loving the program, spending some time with us, and calling in, man.
Appreciate your time.
Now, we appreciate you. Hang on. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Monique was airing everybody out, from Oprah, Tyler Perry, to Tiffany Haddish. And I'll play you some clips coming up, Flashing Lights.
Club Shay Shay, Cast One. Yo, look, you know we got Freedom Friday tomorrow too, people. If you want to get at Freedom Friday, the phone lines is always open so we can schedule your call in. You can say anything.
Waiting all
week. I know, man. You can say what you want to say, be what you want to be, do what you want to do.
Yep.
And live in color. You can do it. Freedom Friday tomorrow. Also coming up, Cast One, I'm going to need some help from you, man. I need help understanding why Lotto and Ice Spice and Lotto was in the Bronx. I'm out the loop, man.
Oh, okay. I'll put you on. I'll put you on.
We need to get into that. Because we like Lotto, right? Or is it over for, like, well, I'm confused. If she's playing around in the Bronx, then we might have to pick sides, man.
Facts.
Facts.
It's Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. A sunny Thursday. Might have some clouds, they're saying, soon come. Weekend looking cloudy, but we're in the 50s today and through Sunday. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights,
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Oh man, things got spicy. Monique sat down for a new episode of Shannon Sharpe's podcast, Club Shay Shay, and she had a lot to say about Oprah, Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish. Here's a clip of her having some words for Tiffany Haddish. Check this out.
I remember our beautiful sister Tiffany Haddish did an interview with GQ magazine, and this, in my humble opinion, is where we keep throwing each other under the bus. And I'm assuming the journalist was a white person. And the conversation turned to Monique. And she said, well, I don't do business like Monique do business, and I'm glad I don't have that husband of hers.
But she don't know your husband.
And when I saw that, it's like, Tiffany, if you had a husband like mine, you may not have two DUIs. If you had a husband like mine, you may not be caught up in what looks like you could have been grooming a child. And I say all of that with no judgment. But when you speak about having a husband like mine, you open up the door. And I'm saying to you, if you had one like mine, you may not sit in these positions that you can't explain the next day.
Right.
It's a hard way to go. So once again.
But she doesn't even have a husband, let alone like yours.
Well, damn, Shay Shay.
I sipped on that, Shay. That was a sip. That required a sip.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Shay Shay.
Yo.
LLJ Cool J.
Well, look, there's do we have D.L. Hughley, you know, because him and Monique was, they've been going at it for a little while.
We do.
They as much as Monique has something to say on there, you could tell these two dislike each other a lot.
Every time I see Monique these days, she's on doing some,
greasy ass video with her and her daddy complaining about something or working out. I don't know nobody that work out that much and gain weight unless every crunch you do has got Captain in front of it. But apparently she goes on Club Shay Shay and tells the story about how she came on my radio show and I wasn't there at the time. My co-host Jasmine Sanders played a game that we played all the time with everybody called Would You Rather. She apparently was so offended by that that she said she got off, she called me. Monique did, and she said I was very dismissive, like, huh? Monique's a liar. When Monique did call me, I heard her complaints, I listened to her, and I pulled the segment. So if I had been as dismissive as she alleges I was, that segment would have aired. It didn't, because I respected her wishes. She's a liar. It also befuddles the shit out of me how somebody who as a comedian talks as much about everybody else as she does, she has the temerity to be offended about anything as much as you say about people.
Nasty.
And it's a lot because he goes on. He goes on and it gets worse.
Yeah.
Let's give us more.
Keep going.
Then she encouraged everybody, allegedly it stems from the fact that I used to always talk about her on video after video, and she encouraged her sweet babies to look at the video and find them. Do that. Do exactly what she says. And you know what you're not going to find? You're not going to find any evidence of that, because Monique is a fucking liar. She's lying about that. But what you will find is Monique talking about some alleged contract dispute we had. Look at the ticket. It says D.L. Hughley, then Monique. She knows the story. But what she did in response to that, she talked about my dog, my wife. This broad even brought out my daughter's personal trauma. My daughter was molested, and Monique bought that shit out and told the world that I allowed my daughter to be raped in front of me. The lying mother. She knows she was lying.
God.
And it only stopped when everybody from my family checked her. It's interesting. You know what else you won't see Monique doing? You won't ever see her with her family, videos with her children or grandchildren, because nobody f*** with me. How do you have sweet babies when your own babies don't f*** with you?
It's messy. It's very messy.
All because of that leather couch on Club Shay Shay.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to go bad.
Which part?
The Club Shay Shay thing, man. If he doesn't reel it in and start trying to do, like, just regular interviews, if he allows it to become this thing where people go to air people out, I mean, number one, it's just nasty. Like, but number two, people could say things that are libelous. And if you're not checking them and being careful, you could get caught up in some things you don't want to get caught up in. This is getting nasty.
Well, like, he definitely has to be careful that he's potentially antagonizing the situation, right?
He didn't want to. Why'd he jump in on the Tiffany thing? It sounded like you were just going after Tiffany. Come on, Usher.
Come on. Come on, huh?
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:06. Today is a high of 50 degrees, and alternate site parking is in effect.
It's going to turn like Jerry Springer or something. Anyway, say.
Usher was like, did I ever tell you I was in a super group with Jesus, Osama bin Laden, and the Pharaoh?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. I've been watching this for a couple of days, man. One of the conversations around the city is this whole... And look, I like Ice Spice. And I even... This new song, she says, you ain't the ish, you're not even a fart or whatever.
Right.
It's like a real bratty, around-the-way girl like this. Like the girl, you know, like the not-tough girl trying to clap back. And kind of find out that this was intended for Lotto Cast One, is that what it is?
Yeah. They've been going back and forth for a minute now.
Really?
Yeah. It's
been
this is a couple of layers to this thing with Lotto and Ice Spice. Like,
but it started with Nicki, because remember Nicki and Lotto, they have a thing.
Actually, Lotto, the thing with Lotto, she started a long time ago on that show, The Rap Game, right? And she had a hard time finding footing in the actual rap game.
That's right.
People were saying that Lotto
she was taking, when I say inspiration, from a lot of the other rappers. So people were like, oh, Latto's trying to act like when Glorilla was around, oh, Latto's doing things that Glorilla does. Then when Ice Spice came around, oh, Latto's doing things that Ice Spice does. And then Sexy Red came around, oh, Latto's doing certain things that Ice Spice, I mean, that.
And who's pushing this narrative?
I mean, you can see it. You can kind of see it. If you really look hard, you can kind of see it, right?
Okay. But
at the same time, could it be taken negatively or positively? It depends on the person. So the whole, now going back to the Ice Spice and Latto thing, I think that all started when Latto shot a video in what looks like a city type area, kind of like what Ice Spice was doing, and she was making emotes like Ice Spice does. And Ice Spice, that's why even on this song, Ice Spice says something like, girls be trying to take my emotes, on this actual song that's playing right now on this Bet on Princess Diana. So that's one thing. They've been going back and forth because of that. Then, of course, like Ebro said, it's the Nicki and Latto thing. So that was another part of it. And then, you know, Nicki took Ice Spice, made her the princess of, said she was a princess of rap. Latto puts out an album saying she's the queen of the South. They're going back and forth for this whole time. This whole time that you've been hearing these songs and you're like, oh,
they've
that sounds
been
cool.
Shots
even what you just said,
time.
Ebro, when you said that, you know, Ice Spice took a shot, but you think you're the issue, not even the fart, because they had like little things online back and forth between them. For example, Latto, on the song that she's coming out with this weekend, she dropped a little teaser video before Ice Spice's song came out. And in the teaser video, if you watch it, she's in like a van with her friend.
Yeah, I've seen this, bro.
And the video playing behind her
is
Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Especially when she says the line, why she so scared? I'm just trying to have a one-on-one.
Right.
So she has Ice Spice in the background of the video. So, you know, it's...
And now, what's the story about Latto being up in the Bronx?
So, Latto was doing Saturday Night Live the other day with J-Lo here in the city.
Yeah.
So, she took the opportunity to go up to the Bronx and shoot a video. The video to the song...
And here go J-Lo. J-Lo didn't even know none of this is
no,
going
J-Lo's
on.
In it. J-Lo's in it. She got beef for everybody now.
Oh, come on, J-Lo.
J-Lo's getting hot in this, too, bro. So, J-Lo's in this now,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
Because J-Lo got a song with Latto, so, you know, she got to take shots, too.
No, J-Lo, you wasn't supposed to do
gonna,
a song with Latto.
It's going
to
happen.
You supposed to do a song with somebody from the BX.
J-Lo, you got... Listen, J-Lo, if you need to know what's going on here before you move... Give me a call. I'll let you know how to navigate the situation. Because listen, this rap situation, you can't just jump in and do a song with anybody anymore. It gets spicy real fast.
Oh man,
real
quick. And I bet J Lo was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll do a song with."
Oh yeah, I love. She's
also
awesome.
With Mariah Carey, so it's all good.
Now J Lo, now you're the sights of Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj. Watch out.
No.
Yo, so it's a mess out here, Ebro. The rap game is in shambles.
Yo.
It's a mess.
I mean, and it's running numbers up, though, because still, even the whole Megan and Nicki thing, I mean, that helped Megan's record go number one.
Exactly. And Nicki's out here, still has all these records on rotation, moving.
Moving.
She's about to go on tour.
Yo, Nicki's tour sold out. Go ahead, Rosenberg.
Am I the only one? Like, do you think there are listeners who feel me right now and, like, their eyes are rolling to the back?
Absolutely.
Of their head,
like, yeah, absolutely.
1,000%.
I literally don't know what just happened for the last 3 minutes. Isn't it the irony of Cass being not having kids? No one is more hip with the kids than Cass. Cass knows
facts.
Everything that's going on.
Well, that's why he doesn't have kids. Because he's like, I see what's going on. I'm not doing this.
Exactly. I'm like, I have time. I see what's happening out here.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to subject anyone to this.
And I'm out in these streets all the time. I got to see what's going on all around me at all times.
He's not tired. He's good.
I see what's happening out here.
Right. He's still got his legs is still good. His back don't hurt. You know, that's DJ B4.
What's happening out here? Everybody, let's calm it down. Ladies, everybody can have their own spot. Let's calm it down.
All right. Am I really a square for not loving that? Stop. And not loving that Ice Spice basically titled a record fart. It's just brand wise, I didn't love it.
It's not for you. It's not for you. But listen, unfortunately, if I got a big size, I got to pick the BX. I mean, that's just what it is. And I like Latto.
That's facts. Me too. I'm from the BX. I gotta
You
do
think
it.
You the ish. You're not even the fart.
You're not.
Y'all some real playground snaps, though.
You know what I'm
saying? Yo, it's not really a bar, though.
It's a bar, though. Run the record.
It's not a bar, though.
Facts.
It's a bar. Thanks, Shawnee. It's not a bar, though.
Shawnee, you love it as a dad. That's an ultimate dad joke.
It's a dad joke, for sure.
Facts.
Shawnee loves it because he likes to play the fart game.
That's right. And I love a good dad joke.
Think you this... You're not even the fart. I be going hard. I'm breaking their hearts like
back. How that shit got me back. When is we back? It's good on my spine.
So back to the Ice Spice record though. Yo, Jen Carter's fire too. It's really interesting too, because that you think you're the issue, only a fart record. When you hear it, you're like, what is happening right now? But it's such a bratty, ridiculous concept that it works for me. Because it's like, it's not supposed to be that serious.
Right. Even the way she disses is hilarious. Like, she's all on the floor, tell her get up. Because, you know, Lotto has a song called Put It on the Floor. That's why she's on the floor, tell her. And then she goes, she imitates like a southern accent where she goes, tell her I'm not her mammy.
But anyway, if you cared about what was going on with the youngins, there you have it, from Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and Beef One. That's the current combo. I was mostly concerned with where we at with the, you know, people playing around in the Bronx.
Don't do that.
You don't know. Let's not make that a thing, bro.
It's not. It was cool. It was cute the first time because, you know.
Let's not do this.
Please, let's stay out of the streets, guys. Let's stay in the studios.
Let's not do this. Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free right now. And you know, tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You can get on the lines right now. Sign up. We'd love to hear from you. Plus, we got the Gurus about to pop off next. You know what I'm saying? It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Yo, Cass, can you also get that Cameron Kith Swiss Beats
joints hoard?
That's one of, after all that Ice Spice and Kitty talk, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get some grown up raps on. Facts. It's gonna be sunny all day. We in the 50s for the next 4 days. Maybe some clouds pulling up. You got Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Shawnee's working on his Black Fact. That's gonna happen right after the Guru. But let's get to the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
Indeed.
Where the gurus
indeed
unite to shine the light. Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, zen, zen.
Zen. Hi, Rosenberg. Lead us some breathing zen, exercises zen, zen, and tell us who's zen, out there. Zen. Who needs the gurus today, Rosenberg?
So many, Laura. So many send us their emails. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
So many send us their emails.
So many emails. Send it over and we'll get to you ASAP. Here we go. Hello, gurus and non-gurus.
Peace.
I'm a 33-year-old Egyptian-American engaged to a 38-year-old Black American. Mm-hmm. We've never faced any major cultural clash in the 5 years that we've been together, but now we're planning for a wedding. We've had some disagreements. Generally, we're very good with compromise, and we're able to agree on a few things, such as having an open bar, even though no one in my family drinks, at least not openly. The problem that we cannot get past is that I come from a very tight-knit community where everyone is considered family because we have been in each other's lives for decades, mm-hmm, and my fiancé's circle is made up of a handful of childhood friends and his immediate family. Mm-hmm. My family has been wanting to include everyone in our circle in the wedding, which would have the guest list disproportionately representative of my guests. My family offered to pay for the entire wedding, and my fiancé is still uncomfortable with the disproportionality of the guest list. Finally, my family stated that since, culturally speaking, it would be shameful to pick and choose who to invite to the wedding out of the people we equally value, we might as well not have a wedding at all. My fiance loved this idea because it would mean that he could put the money he had saved towards his half of the down payment for a property we're buying together instead of the wedding. Which he could have avoided anyway if he just agreed to let my family pay for it. So now, after pretty much everyone in my immediate family bought their wedding attire in preparation for a wedding, and after we spent a lot of time and effort researching, outreaching, and visiting venues, we're left facing the issue of not having a wedding at all or having one that might make my fiance uncomfortable because, as he puts it, he will feel like a guest at his own wedding. Do I opt out of a wedding and possibly have a very intimate family gathering at the property we buy together? And face disappointing my family and community members and miss out on walking down the aisle? Or do I somehow convince my fiance that I come from a large community and that if he's choosing to build a life with me, he needs to accept that there will always be disproportionality in representation, given that my family's always involved and contributes financial and moral support and are always there physically, whereas his family is none of those things, which is something I have come to accept. Is there a third option? Talk to me, gurus. Also, my friend is obsessed with Shawnee. She said to tell him that he is, quote, fine as hell and has the sexiest voice. And she wants to know what dating apps he's on so she can find him. Thank you.
That's a level of thirst right there. I ain't seen
that's
in a minute.
Listen, that's a different shoot your shot.
Yeah, it won't work because Shawnee's not dating.
Definitely not on dating apps. The only app you're going to see me on is Instagram. I appreciate the compliment.
So, by the way, he is on dating apps. It's called Instagram. Yeah.
Sliding the DM. Shout out to Africa. It's your friend from Egypt. But no, anyway.
Let's get to the matter.
Yeah. All right. I would say, I don't know. This dude he's a little.
Stick in the mud. Say it, Shawnee.
Yeah, he's not compromising and he doesn't respect your traditions or your culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's actually hit this dude with the button.
Facts. That's a point.
Because the answer was obviously let your family pay for the wedding and have a big ass wedding and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I don't know, guys. You got to take his feelings into consideration, too. It's his wedding, also.
He's also willing. Hold on, but Laura.
Hold on.
Laura, he was willing. Yes. He said he's happy to not even have the wedding.
Yeah, that's what he went all the listen.
Yep.
That's acting
like
extreme.
You're acting like that's a bridezilla little bitch. Extreme.
Thank you, Ebro.
I don't want to have the wedding at all. Shut your bitch ass up.
I'm not going to be represented enough.
Yeah.
Come on. Fam.
This is bigger than the wedding. This is you got to have a real conversation.
Like there's so many pieces here.
Cuz this is embracing your family and your culture too.
Facts.
But here's the thing. This could have been more complicated. Like, had, for example, he also had a big family and was like, I don't know what to do because I can't have 150 of your people because, frankly, I have 150. No, he has a very small group anyway. Yo,
he has 30.
Natalie was way less represented at our wedding than I was. Her family's all, she has like 70 cousins in Israel. She just didn't invite any of them. Because it's too much. It doesn't make sense. She wasn't like, but you have so many of your family here. You got options, bro. This guy has lots of options, and he's basically taking none of them.
And taking from somebody who had had three weddings. Look at
Yeah, and you did it, Shawnee. No. You had the cultural wedding where you were a stranger at your own wedding.
Bro, I was the stranger in my own wedding.
And look, it worked out perfect. Shawnee's happily married.
It wasn't the wedding's fault.
No, the wedding was
good. Okay, but at that time, Shawnee, when you were in a better place, right?
Yes.
Overall, how did you feel?
It was fine. There were 300 people. We had a Indian wedding, Indian cultural wedding. There were 300 people at a wedding, at this wedding. I had maybe five of my people there. You know what I'm saying? And we had a wedding in Egypt. So you can have maybe two different weddings.
Yo, in retrospect, why didn't Shawnee invite us to Toronto? You could have at least made it 11 and had the squad. We would have been there.
Yeah, I would
have loved to have been in an Indian wedding.
Me too. I would have been having tikka masala till 4 a.m.
Indian weddings is too hard, man. They got too many outfits. It's a lot of stress going on. A couple of days.
There's a lot of set changes.
Nah, bro.
But for him, he could enjoy... You can enjoy the cultural difference and understand her culture. She may appreciate that. I mean, we're talking to her. All right, so we got to talk to her. Tell him maybe you can have the option of having a small, intimate wedding on your own that he can feel like.
And do you really want to marry somebody that throws tantrums like this?
And besides that, this is a bigger red flag. Because she said, right, that she has this big community, and it seems to me like he's not used to or want to participate in this big community.
You're right. You're
so this
right.
might be
You're
a problem. Right. You might have to nip this in the bud like today.
At first, I was like, you know, he wants to use his money in a different way to invest. But when she said, my family wants to pay for the whole thing, I'm like, wait a second, you could do both?
Facts.
You can have a big wedding and invest your money in your property? Look,
that's why it goes back to me saying, do you really want to marry somebody who's throwing a tantrum like this? Because solutions have been provided.
That's right.
And bro is still acting like a little baby.
That's not what you said the first time.
Well, I was trying to be nice this time, bro.
But you was right.
Well, we don't know that he threw a tantrum.
I know. We're adding extra sauce.
She didn't describe it as tantrum. He's just being difficult. Like, that's a little bit different.
I don't want to be a guest at my own wedding.
Well, no. But didn't he say, I don't even want to get married? He said, I don't even want to have the wedding?
Yeah, he did say
No. So basically, once it was suggested that... Once her family said, hey, maybe y'all just shouldn't have a wedding, he was like, boom, sounds great. I'll just save the money.
Got it, okay.
So he may not be throwing a tantrum, but Ebro, your point kind of remains the same. He's not being an open-minded adult either. He's being closed-minded.
He's also one of my biggest pet peeves is people who create problems instead of solutions.
Dude,
solutions right. are being provided, and he still wants to be a problem. That's the red flag.
Yeah, have another private thing between y'all two on the honeymoon. Like, I don't really understand the problem.
The problem is he's a little bitch.
To try to create a solution, she asked, is there a third option? Does she forfeit a wedding or does she what?
There's no third option, bro. Have the wedding or don't have the wedding. Marry him or don't.
It's really that, the celebration or not.
Facts.
But it sounds like she really wants to do this, and her passion points to her and to her family. So I also feel she shouldn't be robbed of what she really wants to do deep in her heart.
Maybe she really wants to be married, but why you got to marry him?
And plus all these, oh, it's my wedding day too, guys. Man, shut up. You never thought about that before.
I'm with you, I'm saying, find your suit and show up.
That's it.
I'd be real annoyed with dudes trying to act like this is their day.
Yo, bro, shut up.
I mean, there's a difference between believing it's your day and being a groomzilla, and it also meaning something to you too.
Yeah,
that is that. Some people actually want to get married and care about it. Think it'll be fun. So, but I get that. But you can still do that. And you could still have that, bro.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell him to stop being crazy? Everyone can win here. Y'all can get a free wedding.
That's right.
Your family will be thrilled. Yes. They'll appreciate your husband for doing it. Y'all can then take some of that extra money that you're going to save, rent out a restaurant, and have yourself a little party with your friends.
That's right.
In fact, you could do it the night before and call it the rehearsal dinner.
And if
it's easy.
And if he needs more people to go, just tell him to invite Rosenberg, Laura, and Shawnee. The Jewels. He's having their wedding.
We're getting
there. They love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee will be late, but he'll be there.
Right. You can invite your homegirl, throw the flowers to her. I'll be right there.
So hopefully, maybe play this for him, you know? Maybe play this Guru segment maybe play for him. And see what he says. Good luck. So say the Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're not no weakness.
We got the Black Flag from Shawnee Culture next. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. And then Laura Stiles and the Flashing Lights. What are you working on?
Well, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, it looks like Kim Kardashian has a new man and it's getting serious. We'll talk about it coming up. Flashing Lights.
I'd rather talk about Ice Spice farting. It's that Cam, though. Swizz Beatz, Kith, what up? Swizzy, what up? Ronnie, what's going on?
We ain't do this in a minute. Let's have a little fun, man. Come on, blood. Let's go. It's the kid that be ducking all the award shows.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cam. Yo, classic. Cam. Woo. That's classic.
That's fire.
Yeah, Ronnie really has one of those names that I feel like no one ever says the same way.
Is it Fag or Feig?
I thought it was Fag too.
I don't know. Is it?
I mean, Cam just said Feig.
He sure did. Laura, what is it?
I don't know.
I'm going with Cam.
I thought it was Fag.
I say Fag. Well, hold on, because it's Steen and Stein, right? It's the same thing. It's the IE
Feig
situation.
And Fag, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like whatever he says it is. It is.
Ronnie, tell us how to say your name, right?
Anyway, we're talking about the guy who founded Kith over there. You've probably heard or seen the store. But anyway, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We are here, and it's time for Shiny Culture and the Black Fag.
Let's go.
Cheer. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so sit with me here for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Let me take you on a little black ride.
How long is a little while?
Just ride with me, brother.
When it's a little while on a black ride and it's like, yo, we just going around the corner. That could be 8 hours.
It could be anything. Right?
That could be all day. Now I got to make a stop. Whoa. Look, where are we stopping?
It's black and you black, so you know what it is. Just hold tight.
I don't know, bro.
So listen, born April 22nd, 1934, Mississippi, Jackson. Henry T. Sampson.
Nope. Jackson, Mississippi.
I'm sorry. Henry T. Sampson. He was the inventor of the first cell phone. Did you know that?
Mm. Wow. All
right, black man. So now he created this thing called the gamma electric cell in 1972, which was able to contain radiation in a specific box, right? And the radiation is what allows us to be able to create that signal. Now, if you Google it, you'll see his partner, Martin Cooper, as the inventor, right? White man.
Mm.
Martin Cooper placed the first call. However, the flowers go to Henry T. Sampson for the creation, right? Now, if I told you that in order to make this technology, Henry Sampson's family was abused, beaten, tortured, and killed, how'd you feel?
What?
Little twist on that, right? You'll probably hate the story. You wouldn't stop using your phone, but you would hope that the criminals were caught and punished, right? So now, as phones have evolved, smartphones are the norm in technology, and what makes them function is a mineral called coltan, right? Coltan produces this element called tantalum. No, what? Right. Tantalum. It's primarily found in the Congo and in Rwanda, Africa. Mm. With that mineral, they create something called the tantalum capacitors, right? That is what we find in our mobile phones, computers, automotive, electronics, cameras,
everything. All the cars, all the batteries, all of it.
Right? But what's happening, in order to get this coltan mineral, you have to mine it in the Congo, right? So there's wars happening right now in the Congo because of this mineral. There's an estimated $24 trillion of untapped resources of this coltan mineral. That makes Rwanda and the Congo the wealthiest countries in the world from a natural resource perspective.
But they're not getting that money.
Shout out to Africa. But the poverty is of the highest level in those countries.
Mm.
There's child labor, and the people are using to get these minerals, but they're not getting any of the resources. There's been tons of civilian deaths. There's been displaced people. It's up to 7 million people because of territorial disputes over this specific thing, because countries all over the world need this element in order to make all of these electronics move forward. You out with me, Steph?
Yeah, we're waiting.
We're here.
We ride. We made some stops along the way.
Because the beat switched up. So now they need security, they need medical aid, and they need support. And the genocide that's taking place, and remember, genocide is not just people being killed, it's also the businesses and the schools and everything being destroyed so that people have to become refugees and leave this area. However, the major countries are hiding this and supporting this genocide, yet we see this nowhere in the media, and we need to turn our attention towards Rwanda and the Congo in Africa. Why is this not being covered? Because all of the electronics that we use and the money and the resources is what these big countries and big tech companies need. So nobody's talking about it because they don't care that there's tribal wars happening on a government level in Africa. So all I'm saying is, pay attention. Let's turn our eyes to Africa. Let's turn our eyes to Rwanda. Turn our eyes to the Congo, because people are dying on a regular basis. There's a war going on. Nobody's paying attention to it. And while you scroll on your cell phones, going on your timeline, just know that these governments care more about you buying their products than they care about the African dead bodies that it takes to produce these materials that you're copying. And that's a black fact.
That's a black fact. Hey, yo,
wake up. Ebro in the morning.
A long one.
I said, look, ride with me.
We went on a ride. A journey.
That's right.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles.
We learned. We lived. We didn't laugh. We learned. We lived.
That's right.
All right, let me put you on to some tickets. I got tickets right now for caller number 9, something for her Valentine's Day. Tickets to the Ladies Night R&B Love Fest, February 9th, to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, The Lox, and many more. And those who win qualify for the grand prize, which is dinner for two, flowers, and diamond earrings made hot by Brooklyn Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds. So caller number 9, we're hooking you up right now. Now, word on the street, or word on the internet, is that Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr. have reportedly been dating for a while and getting serious and thinking about the next steps.
Man, let's go back to talking about the Congo, bro.
It's real.
Yeah, man, let's go get to talking about this Colton and all the companies as well.
I want to hear, Laura, what's happening.
No, you don't. Stop lying.
I mean, it's just a rumor, Rosenberg, and people are saying that they've been dating behind the scenes and then now it's getting serious. But I don't know.
It will be interesting if this is in fact a real thing. Do you think Kanye will have the Pete Davidson energy for Odell?
That will be interesting to see.
Well, that I just crossed my mind right now, but that is interesting to think about.
Why would he have Pete Davidson? I think he's isn't he remarried? I think when he had the Pete Davidson energy, it was just right after.
Oh yeah, you know what, Ebro, you're right. He's probably wrapped that up and calm now and emotional. He's in a marriage now. He'll separate it. Won't even think about it one way or the other.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I was like, you know.
The man is completely unstable. The idea that he's going to be rational. You're just applying what you would do if you were a sane person who at once had beef with someone. And you realize later, what was I doing? There was my ex with someone else. Now I'm happy. That would be a reasonable way to think. Completely.
Well, I just haven't heard him say anything about Kim. That's really what I'm saying.
In a minute.
And he's been walking around with his new wife doing new wife whatever the things they do.
Yeah, about to say, don't make it sound like just regular new wife things, because one just puts up 80 pictures in a row of their wife half naked wearing weird outfits. Right. That's not what everyone does.
Well, yeah, whatever they do.
And then it seems like they're in a good place. He just put out a song with his daughter, too.
Yeah.
It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Yeah. Y'all, the joint kind of fire. I ain't gonna hold you.
No, it's not bad. It's also very cheap. It's like, how are you going to hate on me if it's my cute daughter rapping? You can't say, I'm not even on it. It's just my cute daughter, so you can't be mad at me, right?
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:53. High of 50 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Listen, man, Freedom Friday. If you want on, call right now, 800-223-9797. I think we lost somebody named Jackson earlier. They had a question for you, Laura Styles, for Freedom Friday.
Now they here.
Are they still there? Jackson's still there?
Yeah. Okay.
We're taking your calls right now, getting ready for Freedom Friday tomorrow. Call in.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.